Welcome to another episode of the Trophy Whores Podcast, with Tricky Mick, Hard Rock and Guy, and Donnie. Now start that funky intro song.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 28. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Hard Rockin' Guy.
Yeah, I'm Tricky Mick. Hey, guys, what's going on? Hard Rockin' Guy here. Very excited to be recording episode
28. Put them together.
28? 10?
Put them together, and you would make. I think it's 28.
Oh, 28. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
That's the number you get when you put them together.
No, when you put 2 and 8 together, you get 10. So we're on episode 10 or what?
Not add them together.
Motherfucker, don't be trying to mess with my mind. What's the matter with you?
Put them.
Anyways, very excited to be recording. And Donnie.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. As we do every week, we give you an updated trophy count, and we can actually do it this week.
Okay, doesn't that kind of mess up the fact that we're doing it every week when we weren't doing it the past couple of weeks?
Well, we were doing it, but we weren't able to report on it. So technically,
so then that means that we weren't able to do it then.
No, technically we were still doing it. We just weren't able to give the full extent of it.
How are we still doing it if we weren't able to do it?
Because I introduced it every week.
Yeah. Well, okay. So since you introduced it, that automatically means that we've been doing it.
Yes.
Okay. So we all did the intro.
Yes.
So we all think you're a moron.
No. I'm going to edit that out. Anyway, right now I am level 17. I have 2,551 trophies and 17 platinums. Hard Rock, what are you looking at?
I had a bigger trophy count than you, which is level 18, 3,120 trophies. I cracked the 3,000 mark already and still 20 plats. So.
And Donnie?
Oh, wait a minute. I just messed me up. Okay. Level 17 trophy count. The real trophy count is 2,462.
No, wait.
That's not what it says.
I know.
I
know. I was looking at another person's trophy when I was doing this.
Wait. On the agenda, it has a specific amount that we have. That is nowhere near what.
Okay, if you were seeing, look at my profile. It has.
I'm not looking at your profile. I'm
looking at the agenda.
Somebody went in and just did this.
Oh, wait. Before it was you were looking at somebody else's trophies. Now you're blaming it on one of us.
Thank you, because you just deleted that. I know you wrote it down right the first time. Hey,
that's too bad. That's what you reported. That's what we got.
Anyway, we're going to move on to what we are playing. Hard Rockin', what are you playing?
I am basically playing everything multiplayer ever since the PSN network came back up, which is I'm trying to finish up the co-op part for Portal 2. I'm playing the multiplayer for Crysis 2. I'm playing the multiplayer part for SOCOM 4. I've also been playing what else have I been playing? Oh, I also picked up MotorStorm Apocalypse, which I didn't even know that game had come out. From the last time we reported that the game had been delayed or something like that, I was over at the game store. I was looking around and I saw, whoa, MotorStorm. I was like, really? So I took it up there, picked it up, and I've been having a blast with that game. It's really cool, especially since the fact that you can actually, you can play your own music to it. So you know having the regular game music is really good, but me, since I like some hard rock metal stuff and like that, you know, I'm playing stuff that's just, you know, that gets, you know, the blood pumping and everything like that, and you got the explosions going on, the buildings falling all over the place, and I got my surround sound going and everything like that with the, you know, with the metal music blazing and everything like that. I'm kind of liking it.
I can tell. All right, Donnie, what are you playing?
Well, as you heard from the last show, that my system went down, and It's back up now. So, yeah. But it's back up. I got everything back and up and running without putting it into the shop. I just had to restore my system, which erased everything I had. Basically, it was just like me pulling it out the box again. So, yeah, I was kind of mad about that because I had a lot of movies. But in the meantime, but I did sync up my trophies before doing so, so I'm good. But when I did that, I got hooked on Kingdom Hearts 2 again, so I've been playing that. But I have played a little bit of Mortal Kombat when it came back, and on top of that, I've been playing with Nauseous from The Tester Season 1. Who? Friend, Nauseous.
The second runner-up to in first season.
In the first season of The Tester in Mortal Kombat.
What's The Tester?
It's a stupid-ass show on the PlayStation Network.
Oh, that stupid-ass show that had nothing to do about games. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I played with him on Mortal Kombat, and he's a real cool guy. Real cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I have been playing a couple games. I haven't gone back to DCU yet. I'm still waiting for All Style to come back on. I'm playing WWE All Stars. It's actually a fairly fun game. Listen, I am not a big fan of wrestling games, but this is actually pretty fun. I'm also playing Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars. And the biggest surprise of what I'm playing, Portal 2.
What?
And not only have I been...
Wait. Do you realize that game's in first person?
Yes. I gotta...
Donnie, has this guy lost his mind?
I don't know, because he invited me to play it, knowing I'm in the same boat as him in first person shooters, knowing I don't have...
It's not a shooter.
It's a shooter. You shoot portals.
Okay, you're shooting portals, but you're not having combat.
You still can't see your body.
You're shooting portals, but it's not a shooter.
No, you can see your body if you shoot the portals in the right direction. Okay, but the biggest surprise, not only am I playing Portal, I've beaten the game. And I'm moving on to the co-op now. And I have to say, I'm loving this game. I really am.
Ah, so trying something new is worth it, huh?
Oh, I'm getting into this Infamous talk again.
I'm not bringing up Infamous. I never said anything about Infamous. I had always ragged on both of you guys saying that you guys should play some first-person shooters or you guys should play something first-person. No, I can't see my character. No, those kind of games suck.
Dude, now you're actually
trying it. And what happened? It's not that bad. Oh, wow.
Okay, but now, before we go into... you guys ragging on me more. I do have a question for Hard Rock, and I'm not going to spoil it, because like I said, I've beaten the game. I know, Hard Rock, you've beaten the game. Right. What is so epic about the ending of this game? Am I missing something since I didn't play the first Portal?
Yes.
Is that why it's not as epic to me as it is to everybody else?
You're a noob, yes.
No, seriously.
Seriously, because you didn't play the first game.
So I'm just missing something. That's why I'm not understanding.
You probably missed out on a ton of Easter eggs that were laid out throughout the entire game that referenced the Half-Life series and the original Portal games. You probably since you didn't play the first game, you didn't get like a bunch of the. I'm just assuming because you told me that you hadn't played the first Portal game. You probably didn't get a bunch of the Easter eggs that were playing through it. Okay, like. Not to spoil anything like that. Okay, you remember when you're playing through the Aperture Science part and you went to the part where there's a whole bunch of science experiments? Okay, did you bother to see the name of the main character in one of the experiments? Exactly, that's right. You know, there's little stuff like that where if you didn't play the first game, you're not gonna get it in the second one. And you know, plus, you know, a lot of people weren't expecting what happened at the end to have happened. You shot the portal here, you shot the portal there, but when you got the opportunity to do what you do at the end of Portal 2, that's when a lot of people were like, wow. They're like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. So
All right, I'm gonna talk to you after we record, just to see if I totally get it. let's move into our first topic of the day, which is the PlayStation Network is officially back up, and the restoration process has begun, with the first phase being online play, which also does include your friends list, trophy syncing, but unfortunately the store is not up yet. Just by the network coming back up, I know you guys are happy. You guys can play online again. Give me your opinions and feelings about it.
Donnie?
Oh, yeah. I'm very happy it's back up. I'm sad about the store being down. I'm not the one that's actually looking like, oh, I can't wait to get my free stuff. I really, really, really want my free stuff. It's not about that with me, but I do like going to the store just to see my options. So what can I get, or, you know, what can I buy or something? But I'm mad about that. But besides that, I'm very happy that the network's back. I get to play with my homies again and my homettes. And
Is that like a Muppet or something like that?
Nah, homies and homies is the females of homies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would have never known that.
Yeah, of course not.
All right, and Hard exactly. Rock.
Okay, what Donnie didn't mention was the fact that they finally turned the PlayStation Network back on, as you know. Okay, as Donnie did say, one of the things that happened is that as soon as the PlayStation Network was turned back on, everybody who wanted to log on, of course, unless you're running custom firmware, you're doing some weird crap or one like that, you had to upgrade to firmware 3.61, which was one of the things that they had said was going to bring additional security, which means that now from now on you're going to have to change your password, and it's going to help, you know, give some more stability to the PlayStation Network. You know, they restored the PSN, Curiosity, however you say it or one like that. You know, I believe they actually turned that back on. They started up in America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, the Middle East, a couple of other places and one like that. You know, they started the services back for MLB TV, Vudu, Hulu, Netflix. I remember Netflix, I was able to get onto it even though the PlayStation Network was down.
Yeah, that took a little finagling, but you got to.
Yeah, yeah, you had to kind of, you know, waggle the handle a little bit. Yeah, wiggle it. Yeah, wiggle the handle a little bit. Don't do that to my joke ever again. Anyway. You know, you were able to get access into that stuff and one like that. So, you know, little by little, you know, the entire PlayStation Network is starting to come back on. There are some things such as like some European accounts that we're not able to get to. Of course, like Donnie said, the PlayStation Store is still not up. So that means I have a bunch of DLC codes and online passes, which means that if you were one of the unlucky people who happened to have bought, you know, Mortal Kombat during this time that the PlayStation Network is out, but you can't go online to, you know, redeem your online pass, so you're kind of stuck just playing it, you know.
Oh, well, I'm gonna cut you off right there.
Thank you. Oh, wow, Donnie's gonna interrupt me. Great.
Yeah, this never happened. Mortal Kombat has a free 2-day pass on there, but by the network being down, I don't know if it's been extended or not, because I've been on it like crazy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say before you cut me off. Thank you.
Oh, well, I didn't know you haven't had the game. I haven't seen you play it.
Mm-hmm. No, I just do my homework before we talk about these topics and stuff like that.
Yeah, unlike Donnie. Oh, sweet. All right, now with the network coming back up, Sony has announced that everybody on the Sony Online Entertainment Service, including Free Realms, DC Universe Online, EverQuest, everybody's going to get a free month of service plus one day for every day the service is down. So in total, you're going to be getting 51 days of free game time. If you were one of the suckers that actually bought the lifetime subscription to Free Realms, you're going to be getting, as I'm reading it now, 500 station casts extra.
Yeah!
And also, you're going to be able to get, as long with their Welcome Back program, you're going to be getting a free year of online identity protection through DBIX? I think that's how you say it. DEBIX, DBIX.
Sounds close enough.
All right, Hard Rock, I'm going to let you talk about the Welcome Back program and the customer appreciation, because it kind of angers me, and I don't want my anger to come out of my voice.
Oh, gosh.
So before I start ranting, why don't you
talk? You're going to do it anyways.
Yes, I probably am. But I'm going to let you go just to warm up my voice. Go ahead. Tell them about it.
All right, this is a test before Tricky starts bitching. Okay. Customer appreciation program is
going to
start.
Actually, you know what? Forget it.
What?
I'm going to. Because I'm not going to bitch. I'm going to tell them. Okay?
Okay, go ahead. Go.
Okay. Sony announced details with their Welcome Back program, which is including that every PlayStation Network subscriber on the PS3 and the PSP are going to have a list of games in which they can buy. If you are a PS3 customer,
that's me,
you're going to have an option of choosing two of these games out of the five. They are Dead Nation, Infamous, Little Big Planet, Super Stardust HD, and Wipeout HD plus Fury. You can choose two of those games within 30 days of the network coming back up, and here's the best part, you can keep them forever.
Nice.
Yes.
If you are a PSP owner, you are eligible to down two of the following four games and keep them forever. Little Big Planet, PSP, Mod Nation Racers on the PSP, Pursuit Force, and Killzone Liberation.
Cool.
On the PSP.
Now, before we go into more details, are you guys happy with the selection of games? Are you disappointed? Tell me your feelings.
Well, the selection is pretty cool, besides me having like three of them already. That's what I was hoping.
Well, so now you can get the other two and have all five.
Well, I don't care for the other two. That's my thing. Like, I already have Dead Nation and Super Stardust. I don't mind having Infamous, even though I already beat it and almost platinumed it, but I don't mind having that. Little Bit Planet, I already gave you my feelings on that. Wipeout, nah.
All right, and Hard Rock?
I'm still cool about it.
I think it's cool that they're going to be giving us, the choice of two games out of five. Yeah, they're not the greatest games in the world, but it's better than.
But they're also not bullshit games. They're legitimate games.
Yeah, they're good games. I mean, I have every single one of these games already. I have Dead Nation. I have Infamous, LBP, Super Stardust HD, and Wipeout HD. Actually, I don't have the Fury DLC pack, but you know what? To get digital copies of these games would be cool. I mean, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what about I know Hard Rock, you're the only PSP owner out of the three of us. How do you feel about the selection of PSP games?
I think the PSP games are good. Yeah, Pursuit Force isn't, it's a B-type movie action, action game at the best or something like that. It's a good game to play for like 10 minutes or something like that. But you know what? Killzone Liberation wasn't actually that bad. I actually recommended it to a bunch of people. And, Little Big Planet PSP, that's like Little Big Planet in the palm of your hands, except without the multiplayer mode.
All right. Let's go on to what else they're going to be giving you. And I'm going to try to maintain my voice. Okay, reading verbatim, it says a selection of quote on us rental movie titles will be available to the PlayStation Network customers over one weekend where video service is available. Those titles will be announced soon.
Nice.
That I like.
Okay. All cool. Right.
30 days free PlayStation Plus membership for non PlayStation Plus subscribers. So everybody that does not a subscriber now, you're gonna get 30 days.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Existing PlayStation Plus subscribers will receive an additional 60 days of free subscription.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm biting my tongue right now.
Why?
I'll go into it after I get done. Existing Music Unlimited premium trial subscription members will receive an additional 30 days of free premium subscription.
Okay.
Additional 30 days plus time lost for existing customers of Music Unlimited premium/basic subscription free of charge for existing premium/basic members. And the final thing, to welcome users back to home, PlayStation Home will be offering 100 free virtual items, including free content, will be released soon, including the addition to the Home Mansion, Personal Space, Ublox, Alien Casino, which is an exclusive game.
Donnie, that's all for you, man. That right there is all for you.
Sweet. That is exactly what I have not been waiting for.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Give your comments before I go into my comments, please. Yep.
Well, I know what your comment is already,
but no,
I still think it's cool. I think it's cool.
But I sense agree a ton of anger for some reason. I don't know why. And disturbance in the force.
Yeah, but look, I think it's cool, but I do agree with you, Dricky.
Wait.
You agree with him? He hasn't said anything yet.
I'm gonna
I know what he said because we talked about it before.
No. This is new. I'm gonna drop a knowledge bomb on you in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just go. Just say it. You seem to be biting your tongue. Just say it.
Okay. I've said before that as a PlayStation Plus subscriber, I believe that we should be getting a little bit more since we were a loyal subscriber before. This announcement, I'm going to throw a cautionary tale out there. This may be all for bullshit because I did check my subscription, and as of right now, it hasn't changed. But going on the words of what this post says, and I want to read it to you to show you the differences in what they're saying. Non-PlayStation Plus members are going to get 30 days free, which means though your 30 days for non-members have not started yet. Your 30 days are not going to start until the PlayStation Store comes back up so you can go on and download the product so you get the little cross next to your name. Now, going on the wording of this, it says existing PlayStation Plus members will receive an additional 60 days of free subscription. Now, I want to point this out to you. I bought PlayStation Plus the day it came out, which was June 28th of 2010. Because I got 15 months instead of the 12 months for being, you know, one of the first subscribers, my subscription now ends September 28th of 2011.
Oh, man.
No.
Now, reading this to what it says, existing PlayStation members will receive an additional 60 days of free subscription, which means now my subscription, instead of ending September 28th, is now going to end November 28th. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to think about this. My 60 days of free service has already started. I'm not getting the option of waiting until the store comes up and then they give me 60 days.
How do you know that, Sherlock?
Because, like I said, they're adding the 60 days on to the end of my subscription. They're not waiting until the store comes up and then say, okay, now here's your 60 days free. My subscription's already active. My subscription is ongoing. It's been ongoing since I bought it. So, where your 30 days isn't going to start until the store comes up, my 60 days has already started. So if you count every day the store has been out, and as of this point, that's now 27 days. I'm already 27 days into my 60 days. And if the store is out for another, say, 2 weeks, which they're rumored to be, that's not going to come up in for another 2 weeks, that's already dipping into less than my 30 days. So by the end of this, non-members are going to get 30 days free, where I'm going to get less than 30 days free. Now, like I said at the beginning of what I said, this possibly could be for nothing because they possibly could wind up giving me 60 days plus time lost. That's not to be said right now because, like I said, I went on and checked when my subscription was going to end, and they hadn't posted the extra 60 days on yet. So this could be for nothing. But going on the way it worded, and then if you go down to what else I said, it says for the Music Unlimited, it says the members are going to get 30 days plus time lost. It does not say that for PlayStation Plus, only for the Music Unlimited service. It's possible a typo. It's possibly not. But if it turns out that it's not a typo and I'm only getting 60 days and my 60 days has already started, then it's total bullshit that they're saying they're giving me 60 days of free subscription, which is not what they're doing. I'm done.
Do you think maybe that they're just going to add it on to when the PlayStation Store just comes up?
Well, if that's the case, that's fine. But what it should... Going on what it says. It says existing PlayStation Plus members will receive an additional 60 days of free subscription. It doesn't say 60 days plus time lost. It just says additional 60 days. Like I said, your Hard Rock and Donnie, your 30 days hasn't started yet. My 60 days, going on by the wording of this, has already started. And I'm already 27, 28 days into it already.
Well, okay. Well, it could be like that. It could be maybe it's just a typo. And maybe, you know, as it is, you know, the game thing, when they're going to give you two games, that's not going to start until the PlayStation Store, you know, launches 30 days. It could be that maybe that they're grouping that into the same thing. You know, it could be like that. It could be maybe that they're just saying it wrong.
Like I said, it's all in, you know, when the store comes up and when I notice that my, you know, I'll be able to check to see when my subscription ends. Like I said, this all could be nothing. But it's really weird that they worded it one way for the Music Unlimited and worded it a different way for the PlayStation Plus. Like I said, it could be a typo. And when I found out about this, I was hot. And I said that I was going to come on here and rant. And I think that I've maintained my tone. And I think I've actually stayed calm about this because I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. But right now, I guess my blood's boiling a little bit.
Maintain low tone. Enhance your calm. Enhance your calm.
I'm enhancing my calm.
Tell you what, Tricky. Tell you what. I am going to take it upon myself. I'm going to try to contact somebody from Sony and try to find out whether or not you're going to get screwed out of these days. I'm being serious because you know why? I don't usually agree with Tricky all too many times. But you know what? In this case, if that is true, what Tricky says, that is bullcrap because he is getting screwed out of those days. And I will say it right now on the show. I do agree with him. If they started up on the time of what they said on this press release, then that means Tricky's getting screwed out of those days, which is bullcrap.
Yes, I think we all just grown a little bit here. We all agree with Tricky. You know, like I said before, like I said earlier, I feel the same way about you, Tricky. Yes, I do say y'all should get a little bit more, even for being plus quiet already. And if they are screwing you out of these days, yeah, that's jacked up too.
I mean, like I said, if it was just 30 days for non-members and plus members, that would have been fine with me. It's not about me being greedy. It's about I've paid money for this, and if the way it's going right now, that I'm only getting 60 days, and my 60 days has already started, and the store is out for another 2 weeks. Then I'm not even getting 30 days. I'm actually losing money, and I'm not going to be able to recap those days. So, like Hard Rockin said, he's going to try to get a hold of somebody at Sony. But, you know, in all seriousness, I think Sony needs to really evaluate and find out if they made a typo on this or not.
Okay. So, is there any word on when the store might be coming up?
Well, they did say that it's supposed to come back up May 24th. I also heard that it's supposed to come up May 31st. I heard it's supposed to be up before E3, which is only two and a half weeks away, I think. 2.5 weeks? Yes, 2.5 weeks. So June 6th, June 7th, somewhere around there. That's actually 3 weeks. I'm sorry. So, yes, the store is rumored to be expected to be back up May 24th. But that also remains to be seen because how many times while the store was out did they say, while the network was out, how many times did they actually say, we're going to have it up this week or we're going to have it up in the next couple of days? And it wound up taking 3 weeks.
Well, no, it hasn't wound up taking 3 weeks. It's still not up.
Well, no, the network's up.
Well, the network is up. The PlayStation Store still isn't up.
Yeah, well, the PlayStation Store, you got to expect, is probably going to be out for, you know, it's going to be out longer than the PlayStation Network because they definitely need to go in and make sure that all the holes are plugged there.
Or if people be getting free stuff, everything.
Well,
free.
Also with the store, like I said, the PlayStation Store, I think it was an actual official post by Sony saying that they expect the store to be up May 24th, which is, by the time you listen to this, would be tomorrow. So, and they also did announce that because they realized that there has been 3 to 4 updates possibly missed, or not possibly missed, have been missed. Instead of doing an update like every Tuesday, they're going to do multiple store updates every week until they're fully caught up to where they should be in release dates on the PlayStation Network.
There's going to be a lot of crap coming out. I'll tell you that.
Well, I also see that with the multiple updates, there's going to be a fuckload of people going onto the store.
Wait. Why'd you get cursed, man? You got to get angry.
Okay.
You already was mad, man. We get past that.
Okay. Well, there's going to be a shitload of people.
That's better.
Going onto the PlayStation Store. And all I see is that the PlayStation Store is going to have a real good stress test because there's going to be a lot of people on there, a lot of people downloading, and there's going to be a crap load of lag.
I really hope Sony prepared for the massive download it is about to acquire come up.
Hey, what better way to test out the servers and all this new stuff than just throw it right in the fire, man?
Open
the store and let people spend their money on what they wanted and let them start downloading. Let the stress test begin, man. There's no way for you to actually test out this stuff unless you actually do it.
Wouldn't it be funny if Zor came back up and said PlayStation Store beta?
That's not funny.
All right.
That's
so,
not funny.
What else you guys have to say about this?
I want to spend some money. You know, this past week I've had like thousands upon thousands of dollars that I've been wanting to spend at the PlayStation Store, but you know, I've just been forced to spend it on college.
You just want to redeem all your DLC codes.
Yeah, that is actually true. I got a bunch of free DLC and a bunch of online codes that I need to like redeem so I can get all this crap back. I would really get pissed if like one of those codes were to like expire. Oh, you didn't redeem it fast enough. Well, how the hell do you expect me to redeem it at the stupid store down?
You want to know who else is pissed right now?
Who?
Japan.
Why? Why is Japan pissed?
Because the Japanese government has refused Sony approval to relaunch the PSN in Japan.
Oh. What?
I don't know too much about this, but
so give it to Donnie. Donnie knows all about it.
That's where I was gonna go. Donnie, tell us all about it.
Well, according to the reports of Dow Jones.
Dow Jones.
Dow Jones.
The Dow Jones, man.
It's actually in Gadget, but go ahead.
But that's what it is. Okay. Well, the Japanese are like. They're mad. They didn't give them approval to launch it right now because they wouldn't like
to launch what?
To launch the network. They were still having streams. The PS network. They didn't. Oh. They were still having streams they have to pull and stuff that they wasn't sure about how it's going to react and all that stuff. And they still have work to be done.
What work to be done?
The servers.
What servers?
The PS servers.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Due to the hacking. So, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Kazushi G?
He's doing it again, man. He's trying to pronounce like Japanese.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't speak this language, man. I don't know how to pronounce these guys'
names. But if the guy designed Dragon Ball Z, you would know him right off the bat, huh?
Well, yeah.
I gotta come to Donnie's defense here, because... I don't even know how to pronounce that.
His last name is Nobu Tani.
What'd you call? What'd you say?
Nobu Tani? I don't know.
He totally forgot the boo in that part. Anyway.
Nobu Tani. All
right.
That's your boy, man. You don't even know how to say his name? That's right. Your boy.
To sum up what Donnie was saying, the reason the government is not allowing the PSN to come back up is because they want to make sure that Sony's doing everything they can do to protect its users' credit card info, and saying that there were similar cases in the past that were caused by other firms, and we were asking Sony whether their measures are good enough when compared to countermeasures taken in the past. So basically, Japan's government does not want the network back up until Sony can prove they can fully protect people's credit card info.
Did you really like read that off of somewhere? That was awesome.
No, that was all off the top of my head.
Liar.
The way he sounds... he sounds like it's not supposed to be up right now. He's highly upset. He's pulling a tricky rant.
All right, the PlayStation Network sign-ins have been disabled after users' identity potential exploit. Hard Rock, tell us about this.
Okay, it wasn't so much of a hack. It was more of an exploit. Okay, anybody who's ever gone to the PlayStation website knows that they can be able to log into their account. You know, sometimes they get into the store, sometimes they get into, you know, just their account to see whatever the trophies they have or anything like that. One of the problems that a lot of people were saying is like, oh, they found another way how to hack into Sony. No, they didn't find a way. It was just kind of an exploit, but Sony's already fixed the problem. What they were able to do was that I believe all they needed was just the email on the account of the PlayStation Network account and then the birth date of whoever it is. And then they could change their password. They could, you know, do all this other stuff and one like that. That's from what I believe. But like I said, Sony's already – you know, Sony's already fixed the problem. They said it wasn't a hack. Nobody hacked into them or anything like that. It was just like a little, not glitch, but kind of like a little hiccup, if you want to call it. Well, at least that's what they called it.
Network been up for less than 24 hours. Somebody hacked it already.
All right, don't start that rumor.
No, nobody hacked it. I'm just told you nobody hacked it.
Dang it, you, hackers.
You gentlemen have any comment on this?
I really don't know much about it, so I don't want to speak on it because I don't want to speak out my ass about it.
Well, oh, then you're not going to talk for the rest of the show then.
Aren't you funny?
I got jokes.
What? It's just a matter. It's just a small thing that has to be done if you want to get on the network. You've been crying about the network being out. Just change your password, people. Man, it's not that hard.
Well,
No. That's the problem with this is that people all they need. Okay, like let's say I wanted to get into the into your account, that DTN. Let's say all I knew was your email address and your birth date, which I actually do know. All I would have to do is go to that website, put that information in. Hey, guess what? I got access into the, that DTN account. Let me change your password. Let me go ahead and do this. It wasn't so much that I hacked into it. It was just the fact that I knew two questions or two things that I needed to fill out, and that was about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Now, let's move on to the next topic. Zipper Interactive staff is reduced after following the launch of SOCOM 4. Did anybody not see that coming?
I actually did. You know, I didn't think that they were going to lose, like start cutting people down. I mean, SOCOM 4 came out and, it wasn't the big hit that Sony wanted. Yeah, there's a lot of people that like it. I liked it. Not as much as, as I thought I was going to like it. But, it came out. To somewhat average reviews. It wasn't being, the scores were not, knocking out of the park for a PlayStation exclusive. I like the game, but, I guess, it's the whole thing. Maybe sales equal, you keeping your staff. And in this case, some people lost their jobs. They got downsized a little bit. A couple of employees actually went out to start off their own company too. So, Donnie?
Oh, well. I didn't see it coming because I got to do my research on these game companies. But I kind of predict it coming because so many game companies, developers has been shutting down recently. So I can see it coming. I haven't played the game yet, but from the reviews I have heard from other people, I could kind of predict that it was coming somewhere down the line.
Yeah, well, it's, I don't know if this necessarily means that it was because of the fact that, it got low reviews. Once again, I've seen games that score low, but they sell millions of copies on front.
Yeah.
And, it could, it could be that maybe that just, some of the staff decided to just go off and just, do their own thing. And they wanted to just, make their own studio or something like that. But, it always does suck whenever you happen to read, that staff is reduced following a game that got completed because it's like, oh, the game got released and everything. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get rid of these some odd people and one like that, as of right now, it says that maybe about 33 employees were affected by this. So,
yeah, 33 too many, though.
All right, the next thing we have is going to be a Hard Rock topic. Starhawk, the reveal of a bold new frontier, is Sony's latest exclusive, is potentially a risky endeavor.
Uh-huh.
Hard Rock, tell us why it's such a risky endeavor.
Okay, I actually didn't say that it was a risky endeavor, and I know you didn't say it either. There was a specific website that said that it was sort of a risky endeavor.
And we're not going to mention what website that is.
It was IGN.
No, we're not mentioning it.
What, that IGN said that?
Oh, I guess it's out already. Go ahead. Tell us what said.
Well, I'm sorry for the two people listening to the show that didn't hear this or anything like that. Okay. A certain website, which we'll call I-something-something. No, that's too specific.
I-N-G?
We'll call it something-GN. .com. Okay. but it doesn't start with an I. Okay. They went ahead and put a preview of Starhawk, which is the new game that was announced, you know, by Lightbox Entertainment, which is the company that Dylan Jobe heads, who was originally a head of Incognito Entertainment, which is the people that did Warhawk. Okay. Anybody who didn't know already, Starhawk is, you know, probably one of Sony's worst kept secrets, because everybody was saying, hey, when is Starhawk coming out? When is Starhawk coming out? Everybody knew that Starhawk was eventually coming out. Okay, well, just this past week, Dylan Jobe went ahead and released new footage and new saying, you know, some new pictures, some new stills of the new game. You know, it plays pretty much a little bit kind of the way Starhawk does. It's got a little bit of RTS elements, which you have to go and you have to you know, get certain minerals and certain other stuff and build certain, you know, buildings in certain spots that'll help you, you know, launch ships faster. You know, it's got kind of like some weird RTS thing, which I'm kind of thinking that they're kind of taking a little risk on. So, you know, but one of the things during the week that caught a lot of people off guard was the fact that this mysterious website that we won't say went ahead and made a they did a preview on it, and they said Sony's latest exclusive is, you know, potentially a risky endeavor. You know, they started going into some of the stuff about it, you know, that Starhawk is, you know, it's set, I believe, in the same universe as Warhawk, but the games have no, you know, nothing, you know, nothing in common. You know, it's a third person shooter. It's got all this stuff. You play as a character named Emmett Graves. He's an ex-miner who's been tainted by this Rift energy. You know, once again, the hero gets tainted by some kind of energy or something like that.
Did you read that from somewhere? Because it sounds awfully familiar.
No, I have my own style, dude.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Thank you very much, fanboy. So,
fuck you.
I just love fucking with him. Okay, going back to what this mysterious website said, something like that. One of the kind of controversial things that they said is that
hold on. The guy is black.
No, I. Okay, I didn't want to say it like that.
Yeah, that's nah. Just not...
Hey, just be real, man.
Okay.
There's more politically correct ways to say it.
There's more politically correct ways of saying it, one like that. Okay. But it's just the fact that I was actually trying to find what he had read. I lost my place.
He's an African American male.
He's an African American / black.
he's a brother.
Okay. He's unique in one major way. He's black. I'm told it wasn't.
Okay. He's got some pigment in his skin.
No, that's what it says.
All right. Come on. This is going to get out of hand.
He's unique in one major way. He's black. Wow.
Yeah, that's what the article does say. All right.
Okay. That is kind of what they did say, one like that. You know, they said, you know, I'm gonna pull a tricky, and I'm actually gonna read this word for word, one like that. Graves is also interesting as a character because in the realm of gaming, he's unique in one major way. He's black. When I read that, I'm over here just like, really? There's still people that care about this type of stuff, one like that.
Finish reading the quote though.
Okay. It also said, I'm told it wasn't a conscious decision, but Emmett Graves represents a woefully tiny set of black protagonists in games.
Okay. It wasn't a conscious decision? Yeah. They didn't sit back and go, okay, we're going to make him black. He just happened to be black?
Yeah. It's just like that, you know. Okay. Well, the way IGN worded this out and one like that, I'm just surprised that they went ahead and they said something like this. It was like, oh, yeah, you know, he's unique in a major way. He's black. I'm like, who cares if he's black? Who cares if he's white, black, yellow, polka dot, or anything like that? I mean, I'm in this to play the game. I don't care, you know, if he's black or if he's white or if he's, you know, he's Asian or if he's Hispanic or anything like that. I just want to play the game. You know, I don't really care if his skin tone is one color or another or anything like that. You know, for them to go and to say something like that, like, oh, no, he's very unique because he's black. What the heck kind of statement is that?
Yeah, that's... Well, I don't know what to say about that anymore.
Well,
it's like, wow.
I know, no. But being serious, one like that. You know, I've read a couple of things online for what a couple of people said, and it's just the whole thing of like, there's a couple of people. You know, I hate to make this into a race issue because I, you know, like I said, I don't care about race or anything like that. You know,
well,
me as my
didn't make, You didn't make it into a race issue.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
him being black made it into a race issue.
Yeah, exactly. Him.
But why is that? Why should that even matter?
Exactly. It shouldn't have to matter or one like that. Okay.
Well, I mean, was it this big of an outcry when San Andreas came out?
Right, exactly. I mean, okay. Do you play games where you can make your own custom characters and you can make them white, you can make them black, you can make them, in some games you can make them Asian, you can make them all this other stuff. I have no idea why IGN, and I'll say it, I have no idea why IGN had to go and make this like a race issue. You know, I felt when I read that, I wanted to find out about the game. Yeah, it was interesting to find out. Yeah, he got tainted by Riff Energy, or he got, this is the lead character. But when I got to that part where it's like, oh, he's very unique as a gaming character because he's black, I'm like, what?
How do they know he's not black? The energy, the Riff Energy probably like tainted his skin too. You know, gave him vitiligo.
Well, that's like saying he's an ex-miner and the only reason he looks black is because his face is dirty. You can't say stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, but still, it's funny to me.
It's just sad that there's still some people that really read this like that. I mean, they go and they say stuff like that. I mean, like I said, who cares if he's black? Who cares if he's white? Who cares if anything? You know, it's sad that somebody had to make kind of like a race issue on a video game.
Yeah. But it's all good. I'm okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, some people are just like, it's just IGN. They're just talking out of their ass again, which is what they sometimes do and like that. But then there's a lot of websites that do that. I'm not trying to defend them whatsoever. But, there's people like, okay, there's like Donnie, he's black. But to him, it's like, he just said it right now. He's like, oh, whoa, I'm like that. I don't want to make it more of an issue because of the fact of like that. It's just like, there's certain people that are just like, oh, well, and I just rather just let it go.
Yeah, just let it go. It's all funny to me. I like that racism.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, it's just my opinion. There was no reason for that to be in the article. And it's just sad that somebody had to bring it up like that.
I'm surprised it's not in bold letters, in italicized.
And big black letters?
Yeah.
What you mean or something like that?
with the little gangsta lean making the italicized letter.
old English letters?
Old.
And the big old black old English letters or something like that? No, actually yeah. Since I'm Hispanic, that would actually be for me.
Wow, but yeah, let's move on. But it was still interesting.
Yeah, it's just like I said. I have no idea why they put something like that into the article.
All right, quickly moving on. Next thing we have, there's a big rumor that the God of War PSP collection is coming to the PS3.
No.
Yes. I want it because I'm not a PSP owner.
So you're being greedy. You're saying that
no.
Because you didn't want to spend the money for a PSP.
You're calling somebody greedy?
Yes, I am.
No, it's not that I didn't want to spend the money for the PSP.
Boy, if that isn't the pot calling the kettle.
I'm not being greedy with what I say.
I'm not going to finish that statement.
Well, it wasn't that I didn't want to spend money for a PSP. I just thought PSP was useless.
That went right over Donnie's head, sir, so you know.
I know. I love it.
I just wanted to get over what I had to say. Because I know he's about to call me, like, I didn't want to spend the money for it.
You didn't?
Okay.
No, I didn't want to buy it because I thought it was useless for people who own a PSP console. Because you would have to buy every game you get for the PS3.
Console?
Oh, no. Did he just say that it was a problem to buy games for the PSP? What did you want to do? Recycled $60 all over again every single time for a new game or something? Or what?
Well, his $60 refunded. He couldn't buy a PSP for that.
You going to that again?
Oh, I'm going to keep going into that, brother. Trust me.
How many PSP games could he got for that $60?
For what 60 bucks nowadays?
Yeah.
He could probably get about 12.
Okay, but still, I didn't want to buy the same games I have for my system.
Okay. Get him back. What's your opinion on this?
That's why I didn't want to get it. But I hope it's not a rumor. I hope it does come to the PS3 because I really want to play these God of War games. I haven't played them yet.
They're good, man.
I'm trying to borrow my brother's PSP, and I will buy the actual games just so I can. Even though I don't own a PSP, I will buy the games if I can get a chance to borrow.
I really hope that they don't do something like this. Not for the fact. Okay, I have a PSP. I have the games for the PSP, It's not for the fact that I don't want people who don't have a PSP to play them. I was just that this reminds me of what Sony used to do back when the PlayStation 2 was out. When the PSP first came out, they released a couple of games. Like one of them, right off the bat, I'm thinking about is what's the name of that Silent Hill game? The one that they made on the PSP.
Homecoming.
No, not Homecoming.
Origins.
That was one.
Origins.
Yeah. Okay. They released Silent Hill Origins, and I remember seeing it. I was like, wow, man, they made Silent Hill for the PSP. And then I remember later on, I was like, oh, you know what? Well, we're going to release Silent Hill Origins for the PS2. I was like, well, then crap, man. There was no reason for me to get the PSP version then if I already had a PlayStation 2. They did it with a couple of games. I remember they did it with Siphon Filter, Ratchet & Clank. They did it with Secret Agent Clank and a couple of other games. You know, it just seemed to me, I was like, well, crap, why am I going to waste the money to do this? And, you know, to me, it didn't seem like good business for the fact of that. You want people to buy a system like a PSP for the games that are on it. Why am I going to buy the system if those games are eventually going to get ported to another console?
Reason, that's the main reason I told you I didn't want to buy it, because all the games that they have for the PSP was on the Station 3 already.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not saying that for the fact that I don't want you to play the games because you don't have a PSP. I'm just saying that for the fact of, like, you know, if Sony really wants a PSP to move, which, of course, it didn't, or like that, since they're going to release the NGP. But, why release a game on a system and then just port it to another system, to your other system later on? To me, it's like, that's bad business. Why? There's no reason to buy it on the NGP or the PSP or anything like that. Because why? Oh, shit. All I got to do is wait 6 months and they're going to port it over here. There's no reason for me to buy it.
Yeah, I agree with you. But let's do that after they come out with God of War.
Greedy.
Yeah.
Greedy.
He's being selfish. He's not being greedy. He's being selfish.
Let that be the last one. Bring the God of War collection to the PSP, PS3, and then you can stop.
All right. I, out of the two PSP games, I played the first one. They did not play the second one. I mean, if it came to the PS3, yes, I would probably pick it up.
But, yeah, you know what? I would too if they did.
If it doesn't ever come to the PS3, I'm still not heartbroken. I really don't care either way. If it comes, good. If it doesn't, then oh well. You know, my loss. I'll eventually play the game sometime. You know, maybe when I get my NGP, when the game docks down to like $10, you know, I'll probably buy the digital version of it and play it.
Ghost of Sparta is awesome, though. Like the second game that came out for God of War on the PSP, Ghost of Sparta, that game is awesome. I mean, that game, I finished playing that game, and that game is epic. Like, that game could have been an actual, like PS2 God of War game.
Man, I really want to play both God of Wars, man, and I want to play the Metal Gears, too.
Yeah. I mean, off topic, I really hope they come out with a Metal Gears collection, HD collection, before they release Ryzen. But let's get back on topic here. All right, moving on. PS3 users are reporting the LA Noir is overheating, causing overheating issues, which is causing the game to freeze, turn off their PlayStations altogether, and restart their PlayStations.
No. You said it wrong. It's Le Noir. All right. It's French. All
right, whatever. Pepe Le Pew, motherfucker.
You, like, totally killed that joke, man.
Anyway, they're also saying that possibly that, the users are thinking that it's possibly because of the new firmware that's come out. Sony and Rockstar have responded that it's not the firmware and it's not the game causing the issues.
I blame communism.
All right.
Okay, on the PS3,
you blame communism, and then nobody says anything.
Yeah, that just came out of left field. Everyone was like, okay.
I thought it came out of shortstop.
Oh, yeah, okay, you can say that. Anyway, PS3 players were, some people were actually saying that the new firmware update, the 3.61 update of Le Noir, was making the game, you know, was making
it. It wasn't an update of Le Noir.
Oh, no, okay, I'm sorry. It was the update for the PS3 system. It was making the game, which is called what, Donnie?
Le Noir.
L.A. Noir.
Just say L.A. Noir.
All right, Hard Rock, keep talking, please.
Okay. People were saying that with the new firmware update, the 3.61 for the PS3, that it was making... I was making some systems that were running LA Noir, you know, freeze up and, you know, overheat and everything like that. Rockstar Games and Sony went ahead and, you know, said that, you know, that it wasn't just on the PS3. The 360 version is also having, you know, crashing and freezing issues. So it's not necessarily just the PS3 version.
All right. Rockstar has, you know, received numerous complaints about this. They have outlined some steps to help correct the problem. And I'm going to go through them real quick.
Oh, God, you're going to read some more.
Yeah, but I'm going to go real quick. It says, delete your L.A. Noir game data, not your save data, from the PS3 game data utility. If it's on the 360, query your 360 cache.
Cache.
Whatever. Create a temporary PS3 user to ensure that new save files are created. If on the 360, create an offline silver gamer tag. Launch the game and try again. If you are on the PS3, try while playing signed out of the PSN. It says also check your dick. Your dick. Check your disc for scratches, dust, dirt, and other damage. Clean it if it's necessary. I can't believe it. Yeah, dick.
You can do that also for that.
Yeah, check your dick for scratches, dust, dirt, or other damage. I recommend doing that on a daily basis. Also, check your other game disc in your PS3 360 see if issues are occurring in other games, suggesting a potential console problem. Try your LA Noir disc in a different console or try a different LA Noir disc in your console to determine with certainty whether the issue could be with the disc or the console rather than the software. If you're continuing to have a problem with your console overheating, try moving it to a more ventilated area or contact Sony or Microsoft for further console troubleshooting.
Either that or a shot of penicillin might help.
Yeah.
Dude, for all this stuff, they're like, what else do they want you to do?
They're basically saying that, like, we want you to try every single thing to prove that it's not us.
Please insert your, if your system is overheating, please insert your system into your refrigerator freezer to make sure that it runs cool. If that doesn't work, dip it, you know, dunk it in a tub of water. If that still doesn't work, you know, it's like all this stuff, man. I mean, okay, whatever happened to game companies making games right?
You know which one I read that I like the most?
Which one?
Try your LA Noir disc in a different console or try a different LA Noir disc in your console to determine whether or certainty the issue is with your disc or your console.
Yeah, because everybody has two or three copies of L.A. Noir, and everybody has two or three gaming systems in their house. Oh, yeah, it's just that simple.
I don't know
what the problem is. Just take your extra – just out of the five copies that you bought, take the extra one that you have and insert it into your console. If that doesn't work, take it to the west wing of your house and try it on that console over there. Try both of them. See if it works there. If it doesn't work, then take some lube and get that thing and just ram it right up your – you know.
Donnie, save us. Go ahead, talk about this.
Well, you asking the wrong guy. I don't know. I haven't played the game. I haven't heard about these stories. But, yeah, try them all. One of them is bound to work.
You know, I am very tempted to write to Rockstar and just tell them, it's like, look, I am unable to try, you know, number six. Please send me two or three extra copies of L.A. Noir so that I may follow your instructions to the T to find out whether or not it is a game disc.
Yeah, they're going to reply with, go fuck yourself.
Well, then what the heck do they expect me to do?
I even tried putting my system in the refrigerator freezer and cool it down. That still didn't work. What must I do?
That's right? Not funny.
All right. Next thing we got is Modern Warfare 3's premiere event is set for May 23rd.
What the heck is Modern Warfare 3?
I don't know. I think it's one of those first-person shooter games that you like so much.
I never heard of this.
All right.
I think it might be a part 2 to Modern Warfare 2.
It's going to be a part 2 to Modern Warfare 2?
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Makes absolutely no sense.
It's going to be the third game of the Modern Warfare series.
It's going to be part 2 to part 2.
Yeah.
Hey,
what?
Hey,
okay.
Does that make it part 4?
Ask that to the Final Fantasy crew. They made in Street Fighter crew. They made Final Fantasy 13 part 2.
That's not funny.
I didn't say it was supposed to be funny. I just said ask.
All right.
It.
If, If you don't know, also, there was a quote-unquote Modern Warfare 3 leak that came out a couple days before they officially announced the game. Now, the leak was released by Kotaku, and Kotaku said they had all this information, and this is what they know, and Activision said, no, I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Meanwhile, 2 days later, oh yeah, here's our 4 videos that we have prepared for you.
And you know, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and it's just, and they're saying that it was just the perfect opportunity to release our information because the leak was already out there. We might as well just go ahead and confirm it and turn it into a marketing opportunity.
That's exactly what it was. I mean, their info and everything got leaked onto when they were going to announce some stuff. So what does Activision go around and do? Oh, no. We were going to go ahead and release them. We just happen to have these videos already ready, you know, yeah, for it and stuff like that. That's all it was.
I just want to say it right now. This is bullshit. Activision is such bullshit right now.
Oh, you're going to get some hate mail?
You can send the hate mail to TrickyMick@ProvenGamer.com, and I'll reply to every single one of them. But, you know, the premiere event is set the premiere event is set for May 23rd. Hard Rock, are you going to be tuning into this?
Probably not. I am pretty much burned out on the Call of Duty series. I mean, I was dumb enough to go out and get Modern Warfare 2 on release date, and you know, there were so many, you know, glitches and bugs and all this other exploits and all this other stuff, and you know, it took me some time later to get
Black Ops.
And the only reason I really got that was just because I had a group of buddies who I used to play zombies with, and they were sending me messages, and I hadn't talked to them in like a couple of months, but they were still on my friends list, and they were like, "Hey man, we're getting the group, you know, we're getting the band back together, you know," type of thing, you know, where they wanted to play, you know, zombies. So I went out and bought just a regular copy, didn't buy anything. This one, I really don't have any, you know,
interest.
I really don't have too much of an interest. Now, of course, the other, you know, 6 billion people that are going to run out and buy it, the day it comes out, of course, are going to have some interest in it. I mean, it's Modern Warfare. It's Call of Duty. You know, they're going to sell millions and millions of copies. My one copy that's not going to get sold is not going to make a dent in what Activision does.
Hey, your $60 means something.
In this case? Yeah, no, so you didn't believe it.
No, I didn't.
It does mean something.
Hey, Donnie, do you play first-person shooters?
No, but if you crack,
then you have no opinion on this. Then
if you rag
no opinion,
game,
thank you very much.
Recycling $60 about for a game, then your $60.
So you want me to recycle the $60 the way you did it, which brought on the online passes to everybody?
No, my $60. My $60 is not going to matter about the online pass.
All right,
hey Donnie, you know the online pass is your fault, right?
Yeah, I know.
All right, come on.
That's all I needed to know. Let's go.
Let's move on to our next topic, which is going to make, I know, at least me very happy. Batman Arkham City is going to have over 40 hours of content in the game.
I'll beat it in 20.
And they said the side missions alone are by themselves 15 hours of content.
I'll beat it in 6.
Remember, you're being recorded right now.
I'm a machine from the future.
Now, with a 25-hour campaign and 15 hours of side missions, this is definitely looking to be one of the biggest and best games of the year.
Hey, did you know that they're putting a multiplayer part into this thing?
No, it says Arkham City will not feature multiplayer.
They're putting a multiplayer part into it that you can download extra bonus levels, user-created levels and stuff like that.
Don't get me started.
But that is the best news about this game.
Not only are you getting 40 hours of single player, they're outright said this will not be. There will not be any multiplayer.
Yep, it's in bold, cool, blue letters too.
Hey, I'm actually more excited over the 40 hours of content that they said that they're going to put into. You know, yeah. I love the first Batman game.
Well,
you know, so
this is the reason this is big news is because just 2 months ago the marketing game manager for Rocksteady, whose name is Dax Ginn, Dax Jin, said that
the, look who's playing Donnie now.
Said that the game's main story could be, quote, completed in as few as 8 hours. Now they're coming out and saying that it's 25 hours, which is a big jump up from 8 hours. There will be no Valve announcements or demos at E3 this year.
No!
Do you want to say something about this? Because I think this is bullshit.
We're going to have to wait another year for Half-Life 3? That's pretty much what it is.
They're saying that they're not going to make any announcements at E3, nor PAX, nor the Tokyo Game Show, that they have nothing coming out right now. They're just focusing on really nothing at this point other than...
Who said that?
Doug Lombardi.
And who is that?
He is Valve's VP of marketing.
Donnie, you get him on the phone. I want to talk to him now.
There was a quote saying that everybody was looking for setting up appointments for them at E3. He came out and said, quote, Valve is not showing any titles at this year's show, so no appointment is needed, end quote.
Yeah, well, okay, it's once again, you know, everybody who's eagerly waiting for Half-Life 3 is just going to have to wait even longer now because, you know, if they don't announce anything, there's no release date, they've shown no gameplay, you know, anybody who's ever played, you know, anybody's ever played Half-Life, you know, the Half-Life 2 Part 2 or whatever it is, and like that. Of course you haven't. Because it's a good game. That's why you haven't played it. But anybody who's
ever
played
the Orange Box.
Loser.
But I might now go pick up Portal 1.
Now you're playing. Now you're acting up. Donnie, you keep interrupting me.
That's my point. I'm the host. I'm allowed to do that.
Shut up.
Don't tell your pimp to shut up.
Shut up. You ain't no pimp.
You want the hand? You want the hand?
Now,
I will deliver the hand.
Now, the hand?
The hand.
Bundles up your butt.
Anyway.
Left them speechless. Thank you very much. Anyway, getting back to what I said. Everybody's going to have to wait once again for Half-Life 3 because anybody who played any of the, you know, the expansion, the DLC on it, or like that, the ones that were, you know, part 1 and part 2 for Half-Life 2, it left off on a cliffhanger. What the cliffhanger is, I'm not going to say what it is, and everybody's been eagerly waiting to find out what's going on, you know, what's going to happen, you know, and this just means that Valve's going to make everybody wait once again. And they've been waiting on this already for, it's almost going to be, I believe right off the top of my head, about 8 years. 8 years, and we still haven't gotten a new game.
Well, if Duke Nukem people can do it, you guys can do it.
I'm going to call bullshit and say Valve is pulling a David Jaffe.
They're pulling David Jaffe? What the hell are you saying?
I think, well, last year's show, David Jaffe said, I will not be at E3. I'm not showing up. I have nothing to announce. And at the end of the Sony press conference, lo and behold, here comes Sweet Tooth coming out to announce the new Twisted Metal. I think they're going to announce something big, and they're just trying to throw you off.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm willing to bet that you're actually right about that, for the fact of that. They're just saying, hell, we're not going to announce anything, we're not going to say anything. I'm willing to bet at one of these next conventions, at PAX or something like that, maybe E3, you know, you're going to see, you know, okay, what happened last year? Nobody was expecting Gabe Newell to come out on the Sony press conference, you know, and announce Portal 2 was going to come to the PS3. You know, so I'm pretty sure that they're going to go ahead and do something like that.
All right. Now it's time to bring back an old favorite of the show.
That's what you call it.
Trophies and tips.
Titties!
You're going to take me on my time to shine.
Fool, I'll take whatever I want.
All right. Do you guys have any trophies or tips? Because I just have one.
Well, I got one little Mortal Kombat tip. It's just a little thing I found out for the King of the Hill part, for the people who play King of the Hill, where you can, you know, make gestures at the match you're watching. You can say boo and nice and I'm disappointed and all this stuff. Well, there are actually hidden icons you can use by just pressing the D-pad and a corresponding button, like down, down, up, X will cause him to nod his head back and forth, like, and bit disappointment, and back forward X is something else. I forgot that, but just play around with it. You can find your own hidden icons and stuff.
That's not a trophy.
It's not for a trophy, man. I just said a little tip. I didn't say a trophy tip.
No, it's called trophies and tips. He was giving a tip.
Well, this is supposed to be tips to get trophies. All right. I guess that's a sophomore attempt to get back into it. I, on the other hand, have a good quality tip for anybody, and it's actually coming from a game that people are going to respect.
Oh, this ought to be good.
It's for Portal 2. A lot of people, including myself, had a somewhat of a difficult time getting one trophy, and I'm trying to pronounce the name of the trophy properly. It's Schrodinger's Catch. I don't know how to say that. Hard Rock, help me out. How do you say that?
You're on your own there, brother.
You don't know how to say it either? All
this
right.
This is your tip, man. I'm not getting involved.
Anyway. Okay, my tip is for a trophy in a game that a lot of people are going to respect. It's Portal 2.
I don't respect it.
I know Hard Rockin' does. I'm going to pronounce the name of the trophy, and I'm going to butcher it tremendously because I just don't know how to pronounce it. It's Schrodinger's Catch. In order to get the trophy, you have to catch a blue-painted box before it touches the ground. Now, I don't remember exactly where in the game this particular trial is, but it is a fairly easy trophy to get, even though I know people are having a hard time getting this, if you just follow my instructions. I'm going to try to explain it to you as best way I can. The trial I'm talking about is there's going to be a box, a trial in which you walk in and there's a box inside of a glass box, and you have to get the box out of the glass box by any means possible.
You got to get the box out of the box of the box?
You have to get the blue box out of the glass box.
All right, now I'm confused.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, the way I found this out is, no spoilers, but in order to get the box out, actually, there's no way to do this without spoiling it, giving a spoiler.
Spoiler!
Spoiler! You have to dump the blue goo inside of the glass box to set the box that's inside the box jumping all around. Before you do that, put the blue goo on the outside of the box, directly on the other side of the box, and then shoot the portal up and let the blue goo go onto the actual box inside the glass box. Start jumping. So at the point when the box starts breaking the glass, you're there to catch it. That's the easiest way to get it. And I know this sounds very confusing, but once you get to this part of the game, you will know exactly what I'm talking about.
So otherwise you want them to drop the goo all over the box and then start jumping up and down?
Okay. You're trying to make this perverted. I'm trying to be serious.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. That's a great
skeet
tip, by the way.
Skeet the blue goo everywhere.
No, don't put it everywhere. You put it everywhere, you're never going to catch that damn thing.
Because if you throw goo wherever it is, it gets pretty slippery.
All right. Do we have any Twitter shout-outs or questions, gentlemen?
No. I can't top that tip, man.
I have one from AwesomeJ95. He asked me how well I like Portal 2, and I've already said it in the beginning of the game. I really enjoyed Portal 2.
Especially the goo.
It is, like, you know, it is a first-person game. I was very hesitant about getting it. Numerous people told me, get it, because, you know, you're going to like it. And then once I found out that there actually wasn't any combat in the game, I decided to give it a try. It was annoying at parts because, like, you know, like me and Donnie feel, I have to see my character. But in overall, I mean, the ability to take my time and move in the directions I needed to, I really enjoyed the game, and I would highly recommend it to everybody, as numerous people have said. So I absolutely love the game, and I'm actually looking forward to the DLC that's coming out.
Oh, what do you know? I was actually right about something.
For once in your life.
Yeah, for once on the show. Sure.
Other than that, gentlemen, do we have any shout-outs? I'm going to start with Donnie. Donnie, you have any shout-outs?
Shout-out to everybody, man. I just love everybody. I keep saying I'm a lovable guy. I am easy to love, and I am just loving. Shout out to you guys.
And you'd love to be easy. Hard Rockin', you have any shout outs?
Yeah, actually, I want to give a couple of shout outs to, I want to give a shout out to SinSecret86, who's a good sport. Let me do the opening, you know, with, you know, kind of based on him on his barbecue sauce, which apparently isn't as good as Tricky's blue goo, but,
You were just waiting for that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was holding my tongue all the episode long. I also want to give a shout out to Zombie McHeadshot from That Gamercast. He's a pretty cool guy. I've been talking with him lately. Shout outs to Pac-Man, Polar Bear, just because he's cool. Shout out to the Bedivere, who actually helped me out because I got a copy of The Witcher, the first game for PC. Was asking him on a couple of things, and he was good enough to help me out. And shout out to, once again, shout out to Pac-Man and to Esme, because they both are pretty open about Oreos. They said that the peanut butter Oreos were pretty good. So.
All right, and I want to give a shout out to Shanghai 6, Batman, and Nico, and there's somebody else I'm missing from that show.
The Batman. Which Batman?
Batman 5273.
That's right.
Ah, see, I remembered. I want to give them a shout out because I actually, I'm ashamed to say, I actually listened to the first time to Front Towards Gamer Radio, and I listened to their first episode, which happened to be their 50th episode, in which they had the guys from SG Blue on, and it was actually a very quality episode. I was very impressed, and they all gave us shout outs from over there, and I missed that from a couple weeks ago, so I'm just returning, you know, major shout out to them. If you haven't listened to Front Towards Gamer Radio, go listen to that. It's well worth it. And Shanghai and everybody on that show does a great job with it. Also, want to give a shout out, as usual, to Donnie's mom and grandma.
Woo!
I'm surprised it passed both of you guys, but, you know.
Well, it should do your job, and I was gonna let you have it anyways.
It never passes me, but it just feels it's funnier coming from other people.
That's what she said. Other than that, I don't have any other shout outs. So until next week, guys, happy trophy hunting.
Howdy.
Take care, guys. Bye.